and thank you for joining us on this series of podcasts about men in early years childcare. I'm Cathy Brady of CathyBrady.com. There's still very few men in childcare, so I was really interested to hear from Christopher when he contacted me about his particular experience as a male nanny. So today I'm very pleased to welcome Christopher Alderton, a twins and baby nanny and maternity nurse based in London. Welcome to the podcast, Christopher.
Hi.
First of all, can you just tell us a little bit of how you started out in early years yourself?
Yeah, it's back when I was just leaving school. I wasn't really sure kind of what area I wanted to go into or where I wanted to progress in a career. And my mum had been working with children for a really long time in kind of a number of settings. She'd worked in schools and nurseries and childminding. So there were always children about our house and kind of everywhere. So I was a bit interested in childcare. And she said, well, why don't you just go to an open day at West Suffolk College and have a look at the childcare courses and see what they've got? And I came across the cash level 3 and it looked really interesting. And so I just decided, well, you know, I might as well give it a shot. I wasn't really interested in any other area. And about a month into it, I just absolutely loved it. And I found it so interesting. That's how I got into it. And just thanks to my mum, really, for kind of pushing me to go that way. And I think she was quite excited to have somebody follow in the family footsteps of childcare, although I'm pretty sure she thought it was going to be my sister and not one of her sons. But even so, I think it made her more excited.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. How interesting. Maybe she saw something in you already that she knew that you'd enjoy that, maybe.
Yeah, I think so. I guess, you know, like we were as kids, if she was childminding, there was a child at the house, we'd always kind of chip in and help. And she said I was always, you know, maybe a little bit bossy at times and just, you know, trying to like kind of follow in her footsteps, you know, playing the parent role or the childminder role with her. So
how brilliant. So yes, following in the family footsteps, second generation childcare, this is what we like. You've got a really, really interesting CV. You've been a nanny, a practitioner in a nursery, you've worked abroad. Can you tell us a little bit about how you ended up working with babies, please?
When you're at college, you have to do placement. And one of my placements was at a nursery where my mum was actually the deputy manager. And my now best friend, Rosie, was the nursery manager. And she actually also worked in the baby room. And when I was assigned to the baby room for a couple of weeks, I just found the way that she handled babies so interesting. And she taught me how to be really calm with the babies, and I found it quite therapeutic. It was just such a lovely atmosphere to be in, and I just watched them develop and grow like day by day. Like babies change every day quite quickly, and I just found that quite interesting and kind of attached onto that. So decided to you know, kind of explore it a bit more by doing baby massaging and baby signing, and just really decided to focus on working with young children.
Presumably in your placement you had to do the preschool as well, and you had to sort of work. So what is it that's particular about babies as compared to other young children? Because all children change all the time, don't they?
Yeah, I think the babies, I think it was being involved with so many different steps, watching them go from crawling to sit up to teaching them words and how to talk and how to you know, develop, and to like teaching them, you know, different foods and like how to eat and just all of that. I found that more interesting than the older children. I think it was just, you know, the pace of it was a lot faster than the preschool age, and just the caring side and being able to put like all of my heart into it all. And just, you know, I really wanted to break down the barrier that, you know, men only want to work with older children. I thought, you know, actually, you know, one day I'm going to be a dad, so I might as well get the practice in now. And ended up loving it.
No, that's a really good point, isn't it? That dads are male.
Yeah, exactly. And I thought it was quite nice to, you know, a lot of, you know, especially babies, I think sometimes dads are not as interested because they don't do as much. And I just thought it'd be quite nice to have a, you know, the guy around. And it was just, yeah, it was really lovely. I just wanted to show that men could have that caring and soft side, yeah. I think.
So, and I know that you've gone on to do other training. So as well as your baby massage and baby signing, what other training have you embraced as far as the babies go?
I decided to look more into sleep patterns. So I've become a sleep trainer. Which I found really interesting. I'm a professional sleep trainer now, so I can go into people's homes and sort out baby's sleep and teach them different methods of how to put babies to sleep, because they don't all sleep the same. As we all know, all the children are completely individual. I've also become a breastfeeding consultant, so I really wanted to dig deeper into how breastfeeding works and how, you know, you can really develop bonds between mums and babies, as well as going into like PND counselling, because postnatal depression. I just wanted to understand more about you know, how difficult it is for mums to have babies, and you know, how to help them develop bonds with their child and stuff, because I mean all years of like, you know, childcare are important, but those first 2 years are just so important, that I wanted to be fully rounded, that I could really, really help families. I didn't want to just go into it half-heartedly.
Yeah, how lovely. And of course, we're now finding that postnatal depression isn't just for mums as well. Unfortunately, dads can suffer from it as well.
Yes, I've recently been doing a bit of research into that, and you know, I want to, you know, dig deeper into that as well. You know, it doesn't just affect the mums, it does affect dads, and especially when you know a lot of families now can be, you know, the same sex, so if it's two dads, the likelihood is that one of them will suffer from PND.
So I mean, that as you say, that's very well rounded. You've got an awful lot going on there around the sort of baby areas. But I know, as well as doing all that you've worked as a practitioner in a nursery, as well as working with the babies, as well as doing nannying. Do you think that nannying and being a practitioner in a nursery or in a setting, do you think you need different skills for those sorts of those two different roles?
I think some of the skills are definitely the same. You know, with any work with any children, you need to be caring and loving. But I think when you work in somebody's home, it's a lot different to working in a nursery, in regards that you are solely by yourself, and you don't have any support around you, other than the parents, but they're at work all day. You're not backed up by any other team members. You need to make sure that you're quite proactive and getting out there and being social at groups and classes and meeting other nannies and mums and making sure the children really socialise with other children, you know, because they don't really get that if they're at home, especially if it's just one child. So it's just interaction with an adult. So you want to get them really social. So you have to keep making sure you go out a lot, and, you know, and just be really, you've got to be really confident in yourself and in what you're doing, because you are like looked upon to make all the decisions at home as well as in a nursery. But you know, there's no regard, sometimes it's not easy to get hold of parents and stuff, so you're really taking over as a parent, almost proxy parenting, you know, all day. So yeah, I think some of the skills are the same, but others are different. I think you just need to be really like I said, confident in doing it at home by yourself.
Do you think it is important to be part of like a network? And I know certainly the Childminders network is big at the moment, isn't it? But do you think, as nannying as well, that being part of a network or as a cluster group, do you think that's important?
I do, actually. So every time I start a new job, when I go along to play groups, you exchange numbers with other nannies, and there's lots of, thank goodness for social media these days, there's lots of groups that you can join in London on Facebook, etc., that nannies in London, and I nanny in Southwest London, so there's lots of groups around there that you can get involved with, and people will just say, we're going here, come, you know, like, come here, we'll meet at the park, and you just kind of network around. And I think it's very important to have that, you know, that you know, that backup. They're almost, the other nannies that I know are my colleagues, and I look to them for advice, and they look to me for advice, you know, when we're having when we're struggling, like on a day, or we just want to bat some ideas about, you know, you need that other person to, you know, talk to, you know, just voice your, even though most of the time your instinct, it feels good to just be able to voice those things sometimes.
Yeah, and I think especially if you are working closely with the family, sometimes it's quite easy to sort of get subsumed with that, isn't it? And you think, oh, actually, I'm not sure if that's right. Just have that voice of sanity from somebody else is what you need. Yeah. Oh, and that's really interesting. You should mention about the social media and the Facebook. That hadn't occurred to me before, but obviously for things like that, that would be amazing. That could be a lifesaver, couldn't it? That's just such a good sort of...
It really is. You know, if you're, you know, you move to a new area to nanny, you don't know anyone in that area, and it can be quite lonely. But social media is where it really helps you. I mean, I've joined loads of different groups that are nannies in London, and people will just, you know, you post on there that you're working in the area, the age of your children, how many you've got, and people just reply back to you and like, right, come over to ours and have lunch. And that's how you've just got, but you have to be, you know, really proactive to do that. And so, yeah, it has been a big, I think it's been a big saving grace, actually.
Yeah, no, that's really interesting. And of course, the other club that I know you're involved with is the Wandsworth Twins Club.
Yes, yeah, I've been working for them for the last 4 years. All of the families I nanny for are part of Wandsworth Twins Club. I actually find all my work through there now. You know, it's been quite a struggle finding jobs through agencies. So I find it through them. So I do lots of private work for families, you know, just some private consultancy work, but as well as writing for their annual magazine. And I go along and give talks to the families, and I've become a bit of an expert for them, which is really lovely. And they've just always been so friendly and supportive of my career, and they all know me, and that's over like 300 members just in Southwest London alone. So it's quite nice. I mean, I'll be walking around the common and people will come up and say hello to me and be like, oh, we read your article. And it's just, it just feels really lovely that other people believe in me.
Yeah, definitely. And as you say, with it being local as well, a fantastic way to be part of the community, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
So are you looking after twins at the moment? Is that right?
Yes, I look after boy-girl twins, and they've just turned two, and I've been there a year, so I've been there since they were one.
I mean, personally, I think twins are fascinating, really, really fascinating. I know there's lots and lots of research on sort of adult twins as well as baby twins as well. Do you see any difference between working with twins and just working in a setting with maybe with siblings, but not necessarily twins? Do you think there is a difference?
I do. I think twins really develop differently. I've noticed over from like looking after just one child or siblings, you know, they almost compete constantly with each other. And I just think the rate that they develop is slightly different as well. I mean, I look after boy-girl twins at the moment, and they just seem to, I think, because they have each other to play off at the same age all the time, and their development is at the same stage, it seems that they can develop faster because they're watching each other constantly. And it's almost like a battle, because as soon as they do something that's amazing, the praise from me comes out and they're like, oh my goodness, she's just done that, I'm going to try and do that now and get some praise. And it's just, it's quite funny to watch them.
How interesting is that? Oh, yes, you'll definitely have to do some videoing and take down some research notes on that, definitely. How absolutely fascinating. I know another string to your bow is working at Great Ormond Street. I just want to explore a little bit about the medical profession, because I feel that the idea of having male doctors and female nurses has been turned on its head over the last few decades. And I think that that's maybe something that the early years sector can possibly learn from. Could you just give a little thoughts on working with the medical profession? Have you found that being a male nanny going into the medical profession, has that been easier than being a male practitioner going into a setting, for example?
Yeah, I definitely think that working at Great Ormond Street has been a lot easier, as in there are male nurses, you know, female doctors. It's not just the man is the doctor and the nurse is a woman. And it feels there's like no discrimination there at all. It feels really relaxed, and it's nobody even bats an eyelid when I come in to work with the children and the families that I'm a guy. They don't see it as it being different or strange. It just feels, they're just so welcoming, and it feels quite normal, which is lovely.
Yes, definitely. And I think that is something that we could possibly learn from in early years.
Totally. I think we should be learning from looking at the medical profession from that, and looking at it, because, you know, it's so normal for a doctor to see children and work and be with children, or like male nurses, but for some reason it doesn't seem the same when men want to look after children, which is totally strange, considering, you know, their dads as well. As it's just so strange. I find it all completely strange.
Before we move on to the barriers, we'll be having a chat in a minute about the sorts of barriers that you might have come across, but just another area I wanted to explore with you was the idea of love and professionalism. I think the idea of professional love, as described by Dr. Jules Page, is very prevalent at the minute. How important do you think this professional love idea is in the role that you do as a nanny?
I think, especially when you're going into someone's home, you know, you have to, I mean, a level of professionalism has to be completely high, because you're by yourself and you need to make sure you're always being careful and like informative to the parents and stuff. But the love is hugely important, because in a home, you're replacing the parent for a day, as well as in the setting and that. But the reason that a lot of parents go for nannies is that they want to kind of keep the home life as normal, as much as they would love their child at being home. And being a guy, I have to love the job that I'm doing. I think we have to be professional and love it so much so. Otherwise, we wouldn't want to do the fight. And it is a fight to be a male in childcare. And I think you need that passion and love in any job you do, because you do the job. You do your job for, what, 60, 70 years of your life. If you don't love it, then there's no point in doing it. So I pour my whole heart and soul into it. And I think, you know, it's hugely, hugely needed when you're a nanny.
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, isn't it, that particularly as a nanny, and particularly working with babies as well, that maybe that combination of professional love is essential, really.
Yeah, totally, because the babies, that's all babies need is, you know, care and love. And, you know, and that's what I give them, but with the professionalism as well, and, you know, with all of my skills and stuff. So, yeah, you know, you can't go into it and just be like, well, that's that kind of thing with no love. Because that children need love.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And as you say, that's the major part of your role, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Right. So that shows you have an amount of skills and knowledge and expertise, proper expertise there. Moving on a little bit, have you found any barriers for yourself as a man in early years, either as a nanny or as a practitioner?
I've come across them both. As a practitioner, I think a lot of parents have been a bit shocked when they come into the nursery doors and they see, you know, I'm standing there.
Yeah.
They, especially, you know, like I'm from quite a small town. I think people are a bit, oh, that's slightly strange. Why is he working here and stuff? So I think, and I've come across a lot of prejudice against dads. Dads seem to be the ones that are more uncomfortable.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I did have one incident when I was working for a ski chalet company. You get sent out the bio of the nanny that you're going to have for the week. And the mum actually complained and said that she wasn't happy for me to look after her daughter. And luckily, I had a very supporting team around me. And they were like, it's either him or it's no one. You know, he is the nanny you've been assigned for the week. He's more qualified than anyone else, you know, and that. So I have come across those barriers before. I think a lot of families haven't wanted to interview me because they see my name at the top of my CV as a male, and they just say no straight away, which I find quite interesting. I'd love to do an experiment and send my CV out with a girl's name at the top and see how many more interviews I would get.
Oh, yes, you should. Or just make it Chris.
Yes, just as Chris. To see if I had more interest.
Yeah, that would be
over
very
it.
Interesting.
I think in regards to the working as a nanny in the apprentices, I think a lot of dads at first, because generally they're the ones that go to work the longest and don't necessarily see their children as much in the week, I think they don't want to be replaced as the male in their children's life.
That's interesting.
And that's what I've come across. But yeah, nothing major, which I've been quite lucky, I think. But unless I don't know about it, but I have quite a strong backbone and I let a lot of things go over my head. So when it regards to that.
Do you think that maybe that's sort of one of the skills you need to nurture, is that sort of thick skin and, as you say, just let things go and just let it...
I'm very, very, very hard to offend. Like, nothing really offends me. So I think just letting go of things and not taking... I mean, some days you do take things personally, but most of it, just, you know, just remember what you're trying to do. And just stay strong, and that's kind of what I do every day.
Yeah. I mean, that brings us nicely onto the next bit, really. What would your advice be if there's a man out there listening to this and they're thinking, oh, I don't know, I might fancy nannying because I don't want to work in a setting with lots of other women, but I quite fancy the idea of being my own boss. And what would your advice be to a man who's maybe thinking of nannying?
I think I would say that 100% do it and stay strong let things go, don't take things too seriously, and just remember, you know, keep that passion and fire there, and remember what we're trying to do, and we are trying to make it equal for men in the childcare industry, and men are just as capable of looking after children as women are. And you know, it's quite different. I mean, I was talking to a friend the other day and I was saying it's the same, men in childcare have the same struggle as women do in generally the workplace in general, where they're fighting to have equality with men. We're doing that, but the opposite in the childcare industry.
That's a very interesting perspective, actually. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think just remember that, you know, we should all be equal. And I think that's what works as a male nanny, if you remember that, because then you can really sympathise with mums, and because most of them are obviously working mums. And I think that's how my relationships work quite well with families and with mums that go to work, because I'm doing the same as them. That's how I think of it. And they really like that. They feel quite empowered by that.
Yes, I think that, as you said before, it's coming back to that professionalism as well, isn't it? You're not sort of just playing with the children, although there will be lots of that. It is much more professional than that, isn't it?
Exactly, exactly.
And I mean, just all the things that you've done, all the training and all the extras you've added onto that, I think really, really underlines that, doesn't it? All the
yes.
All the training, yeah. Oh, that's really great advice, thank you. Just to finish up then, how can people contact you if they have any questions, or if they want to follow through further with looking at being a male nanny?
I'm on Twitter. It's at ChrisAlderton1. If they can follow me on Twitter, in the next couple of weeks, I'll actually be uploading my first blog.
Oh, fantastic.
Blog about just childcare advice in general, but also kind of what I get up to day to day as a nanny in London. So yeah, that'll be the best way for people to follow me.
I'll put a link on the website to that. So it's at ChrisAlderton1. And your blog is that going to be focused on being a male nanny?
Not just that, but also giving like childcare advice as well. I want to, you know, really give lots of advice to families and stuff, but it will be kind of, there'll be like lots of fun stories about what it's like to be a male nanny, but also like really focusing on giving really good advice as well, and the training that I do, and you know, how you can access the training that I do, and different sorts of lots of sleep. I'll be concentrating a lot on sleep in the first couple of blogs, so look out for that.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Yeah, I'll definitely be looking out for that myself. Well, it's just been mind-blowing, all the things that you've done in terms of training and all the things that you've achieved in your professional life. Christopher, thank you so much for sharing that with us, and I think the advice you've given there is very sage and very sound, so thank you very, very much indeed for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure, and do join me again on the next podcast about men in early years childcare.